The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Loneliness, anxiety and burnout commonplace in 2024. People are seeking out community and nature like never before. So could communal living be the solution to our modern malaise? News Talk Sarah Madden reports.
So this is a forest garden. So it's a garden that imitates a forest ecosystem. So there's fruit and nut trees and native trees.
Pass by this country cottage and its surrounding acres, and you might just mistake it for any other Irish farm.
What else? We've got bees over here.
Bees.
Though I think they're dormant today.
But look a little closer. Spot the yurt or the schoolhouse. Yeah. And you'll soon realise it's something quite different.
We've got the fire pit and benches here. We play music around the fire once a week. And a few times a year we have bigger celebrations where people come and share a dish and sing songs and things like that.
This is the Cool Eco Community in West County Offaly, one of a growing number of intentional communities which have sprung up in Ireland over the last decade.
I suppose I was born here on this land and I came back here about 12 years ago to take over the running of the farm.
PJ DeLooley is the founder of the community, which is currently home to 5 adults and 2 children.
People are leaving the land and leaving rural Ireland and moving into towns and cities. So the consequent depopulation and rural decline, I think it's important to look at ways of reversing that, and this is just one small way of doing it.
PJ and the community residents share his family's old cottage. They cook and eat meals together and share the responsibilities of farming these 36 acres. Siobhan has been here for 4.5 years.
Something I felt kind of in my last few years of living in Dublin, like living in a flat on my own, was like when you live like that, you have to make a phone call to see somebody and like schedule and go, when are you free next? Mm. You can be more spontaneous. Like there's just people around. You can go in your room if you want to be alone. But I've noticed I'm definitely calmer and happier. A lot of that is being in nature every day. And it says you're not commuting. I'm not dealing with traffic. And the people, we attract just the best people, the people that live here, but the volunteers that come and go. There's just a lovely, kind, considerate culture here. So it's very nourishing to be in, yeah.
There's no religion here or set spiritual practice. But when it comes to New Age intentional communities like this, that isn't always the case.
I guess there is a bit of a spiritual aspect to some of them, you know, like no more than a kibbutz in Israel or an ashram in India.
Aveen Trainer is an ambassador for the Global Eco Village Network.
Wellness and yoga and personal development aims a lot of the time in making a move to a community like this. It really is growing. There are hundreds all over the world, some of them a bit more traditional, and then there are urban ones where you take a big old urban mill or something like that and convert it. During the pandemic, in 1 year, there were 100 new ones in Denmark because people were just like, well, we really want to not be completely isolated during this experience. And this is an opportunity to give this type of, you know, life a go. And I do think it's a reaction to the frenetic pace that has developed, and the frenetic pace of moving about constantly, working constantly, commuting, having to buy things, and people actually worrying about bills, but each sitting in a separate dwelling that has its own set of bills that they have to look after by themselves. That doesn't, as time goes on, seem like a good use of the human spirit or the human potential or the amazing ability of people to be sitting around becoming mentally unwell, not having outdoor space in their lives or not having a connection with nature in their lives or not knowing their neighbours.
At 7:15, we have an optional meditation or an optional run. There's a beautiful loop with some great views to Venice and Tuscany from here. Then at 8, there's breakfast. At 8:45, there is a meeting for the whole group, which is partly a sharing and it's also partly discussion practical matters.
2 years ago, former journalist Benjamin Ram bought an old hotel in Italy, and there he founded the first Honeydew community.
So there's 4 hours of work in the morning, and then this concept of the fifth hour, something creative that you do that nourishes you, but also enriches the community. We feel that in the mainstream, you are invited to do one thing again and again and again, and you're rewarded for that narrowness. Here at Honeydew, if you like to spend time with kids, but you also like to paint, if you like to cook, but you also like to garden, all of these things are attractive. So there's a diversity of activities and it invites curiosity among people. Then at 6 p.m. is aperitivo hour because we're in Italy. And then at 7:30 is dinner. And often there's music and singing around the fire.
He might sound like a guru of all things communal living now, but Cambridge graduate Ben was until recently a self-confessed urbanite. He credits technology with opening up this lifestyle to him and others.
Many of the people coming to our project now are people who 5 years ago, prior to the pandemic, would never have gone to live in an eco-village. They're people maybe who worked in the corporate world. They're people who were, like me, very much of the mainstream. And now the opportunity with digital working in particular, here we have Starlink. So it's a good opportunity for people who work remotely to pursue jobs that otherwise they would do in city centres, to have a connection with the land, to send their children to the forest school, have a greater connection with the food that they eat, live off clean energy. And our project has been struck by how many people from diverse walks of life have responded to the call. And my partner is Irish. Her family is from Wicklow. And we hope very much to have a Honeydew community or an association, an alliance with an existing eco-village in Ireland as well. We feel that many of the things that we talk about resonate in Ireland. And I know that Emma is very keen to expand the vision there.
For a passionate yogi like me, life at the Honeydew community seems blissful. But with its hippie-sounding ethos of radical trust and counterculture way of living, comparisons to communes and cults will inevitably be drawn.
I would say about the cult suggestion is it's a little flippant. And it's also telling of a society that is now so individualistic and so consumeristic that whenever there is a bandying together of people who want to live by different values, who want to live in a more integrated way, in a more conscious way with a connection of the earth, people say, oh, well, this must be a cult. It's also important to say that we're not doing anything new. People often say in the mainstream, it takes a village, but that's what we're trying to do here. For the children who learn to walk here, they have many aunts and uncles from different parts of the world who teach different languages and share different experiences. It's also an intergenerational community. So far from being a scary cult, this is actually an older, more traditional form of living that we're rediscovering that's been lost through industrialization and through consumerism.
Cool Eco Village doesn't enjoy the cult or commune comparisons either. As Siobhan says, it may technically be PJ's land, but he's not necessarily in charge.
We're not really have leaders. We all just kind of manage different areas and we treat each other as equals. People have different like incomes from different sources, teaching and things like that here. And in a commune, everything you make has to go into, you have to share everything. There's more control. Whereas in a community that we have, there's an encouragement to share and help each other out. But it's like you don't have to give all your wages away. So.
And yeah. what about the notion of free love? Does that happen down here at the Cool Eco community?
Not yet.
And could you see yourself living here or in a community like this indefinitely?
Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah.
And are you open to that, PJ?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. I'd like to see it going into some sort of trust and that it would be farmed cooperatively and people that have a share in it. Yeah. There's definitely people very interested in what we're doing and I suppose living in community and living close to nature as well. We're getting an awful lot of requests now. People are interested in either coming here for a while or maybe looking at starting something themselves. The difficulty is getting access to land and I'd probably appeal to any landholder who would be interested in doing something similar, maybe to contact us and we can give some advice on how to initiate something like this as well.
And that report from Sarah Madden.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.